So, how can you then perceive or view your guru as your Buddha? Despite seeing all these faults in your teacher, but the reality is that we do have the tendency to see fault in someone who is not at all, who is actually flawless, and not having the potential or capacity to see the qualities, superimposing negativities or faults in someone who is freed from faults. So this is one thing that you have to reflect on. And secondly, although from the object side or from the guru side, although he possesses some kind of faults, but if you are very careful and skillful, you can actually transform seeing all these negative aspects in your teacher as ways to increase your faith. So the logic that we can apply here is that in case of the Buddha, who is fully accomplished in all qualities, assuming the aspect of the perfectionist or assuming the aspect of a perfect being, so there it is impossible for someone like us, some ordinary person like us, to have access to him or to perceive him. So it will be only those great highly realized bodhisattvas that they can get access to these great the Buddha in the aspect of in the perfect aspect. So, for example, Asanga, although he meditated for 12 years in order to have the perception or the communion with Maitreya, but he was unable to do that. And eventually, after the 12 years of retreat, when he started having communion with Maitreya, then he kind of retorted or kind of started revolting. Kind of expressing in a gesture of revolt, saying that, "Oh, Maitreya, although you are claimed, you are actually renowned for your compassion and love, but you are of least compassionate, having least sense of compassion towards me, because despite my 12 years of hardship, you didn't. You didn't expose yourself in person in front of me." And the Maitreya replied by saying that, "No, this is not the case. I was right before you from the start of your meditation, but it is because of your defilements and the negativities that obstructed you from seeing me." And then there's another account revealed to me by Teacher Rinpoche, he encountered with one person who revealed his own experience, saying that when he went to see the statue of the Buddha in the Potala Palace, so he said that he only saw the throne of the Buddha Shakyamuni and not the statue of the Buddha. So then Tichang Rinpoche advised the person that you should do purification practice. So as such, we see that if the Buddha, he assumes the aspect of the perfection in terms of qualities, it is impossible that we, the ordinary beings, can have access or perceive him. And it is because of the kindness of your teacher to assume the aspect of the flaw in him. It is because of this that you are able to perceive him, you are able to get access to. And as such, you can receive blessings, you can receive teachings from him. So we see that because of his assuming the state of the flaw, that you are able to receive blessings, that you are able to receive the teachings and so forth from him. So there we see that it is of tremendous, especially kind for him assuming in that aspect of the flaw. So it is because of this that you have to employ these reasons to generate intensified a sense of devotion to your guru. So you see that, indeed, it has been specially kind of my guru that he assumed this aspect of being the imperfect in qualities. So it is said, how to really take seeing the faults in your teacher to actually intensify your sense of devotion to your guru. Here the stanza 21 says, here, remembering his kindness, reflecting on it and sing it out, as is said in the Sutra of the Ten Grounds and the Gandhavayuha Sutra, the sutra arranged like a tree, that is the way to rely on the spiritual teacher mentally. So, and if it is the case that you have ever generated some anger or hatred towards your teacher, it is very crucial that you confess that very powerfully in order to overcome, in order to remove the negativity so accumulated by generating a sense of hatred and so forth towards your teacher. The process of reliance through practice. Offer him your life, son, wife, wealth, and followers, a bath, massages, anointment, and attend him when he is sick. You should please him primarily by the offering of practice, with practice, which means you should practice the Dhamma so well that your teacher really feels a sense of delight. You should please him primarily by the offering of practice without transgressing any of his instructions. The benefits of such reliance, the benefits are that the conquerors will be pleased, you will remain close to the spiritual teacher, will not fall into a bad state of birth, you will not be controlled by actions and disturbing emotions, your qualities will increase, thus you will fulfill temporary and ultimate purposes and obtain such qualities of the Buddha as outshining others. So the essence would be the essence here is that we have to somehow employ any kind of technique whatsoever that devotion to the guru would be like a devotion to a real Buddha. So the thing, as said before, is that by reading through the different sources and by reflecting on those the sources, you have to generate a very powerful sense of devotion to your guru as you devote a Buddha. And then also you have to reflect on the kindness of your teacher as more compassionate and more kind towards you, more kind than all the other Buddhas and the Buddha Shakyamuni in particular. The faults of not relying on a spiritual teacher. If the process of relying on the spiritual teacher is wrongly done, you will die in confusion and will be scorched in the hell without respite. Virtues will not develop, and those that you have developed will degenerate. Corrupting and unwholesome friends will ground these faults. Summary of the meaning. In short, if you desire from heart to practice the Dharma, rely for a long time on a teacher who will guide you unmistakably, then with a hand discerning the benefits and faults, cherish the pleasures of the Lama more than your life. The process of nurturing conviction in brief, the actual process of nurturing conviction, how to practice during the meditation session preparation. Then, in a clean place, arrange representations of the Buddha, body, speech and mind of the Buddha, beautifully arrange offerings that you have obtained without adopting crooked means. Then sitting on the seat with a straight posture and legs crossed, practice taking refuge and generating an awakening mind until it blends with your mind stream. Visualize a merit field in which your Lama is the main figure. Practice the seven branches that epitomize the accumulation of the merit and purification of negative deeds. Five branches: prostration, offering, requesting, supplication, and rejoicing. Accumulate the collection of merit. Rejoicing increases it, and confession purifies obscurations. Dedication makes inexhaustible the virtues thus accumulated, increased, and purified. Hence, the meaning can be summarized under three headings: accumulating and purification, increase, and making them inexhaustible. Preceded by a mandala offering, make prayers to get what you want. With intense aspiration for the arising of all correct minds, such as respect for the spiritual teacher and the elimination of the interruptions, you should pray repeatedly. I'll leave here for today. For this session, sorry.